Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, we've had a little bit of our first dusting of snow. So folks who are wondering how to prepare their roses for winter, the latest online posting from the Iowa State University Extension Horticulture Department may be right up your alley. If you've got roses, specifically hybrid tea roses, grandiflora, floribunda, or other modern roses, these do require protection during the winter months. Low temperatures and rapid temperature changes in winter can severely injure and sometimes kill these unprotected roses. Most old garden roses possess excellent cold hardiness and don't require that winter protection, but any of the so-called modern roses are going to need a little help to survive the winter. You can start by hilling or mounding soil over the base of each plant. This is an excellent way to protect these roses. You begin by removing fallen leaves and other debris from around the plant. Remove this diseased plant debris to help make sure those diseases don't come back or multiply in the soil before next year. Next, you want to loosely tie the canes together with twine to prevent them from being whipped by strong winds. Then cover the bottom 10 to 12 inches of the canes with soil. Place additional material, such as straw or leaves, over the mounds of soil. A small amount of soil placed over these straw or leaves should help hold the materials in place. Now, when should you be doing all this work? You want to make sure that the roses have first been hardened by exposure to several nights of temperatures in the low to mid-20s. This would be usually mid to late November in our area of the state, but of course those temperatures have been fluctuating wildly lately, so watch your temperature gauge is probably the best way to see once you've had several of those mid to low 20s or lower nights, and they are appropriately hardened. There are products such as styrofoam rose cones on the market. These by themselves generally don't provide adequate protection for the roses. You may need additional insulating material. If you are going to use these, you first want to prune the rose bush to allow it to fit under the cone, then mound the soil over the base of the plant again, covering about 6 to 8 inches of the rose canes. Place the cone over the rose and secure it with bricks or soil on top to make sure it doesn't blow away in some of our western Iowa winds. If there are no holes provided at the top of the cone, you want to puncture several holes around the top to provide ventilation. Air temperatures inside the cone may get very warm on a sunny, mild winter day without ventilation holes, causing some temperature issues with the roses that are being protected. If you have a rose growing in a pot, overwintering is also a challenge. The pot may be destroyed if it's left on a deck or patio over winter, as potting soil temperatures in containers left above ground are likely to get extremely cold and may damage or destroy the roots. To protect a potted rose, dig a hole in the ground in a sheltered location, set the pot in the ground, and then place soil around the pot. Place additional soil over the rose, covering the bottom 6 to 8 inches of the rose canes, or other winterize it just as you would a rose that is planted in the ground. Potted miniature roses can be brought indoors before a hard freeze and fall and placed in a south or west-facing window and maintained as a houseplant as well. Something else folks start thinking about this time of year is the holidays coming up. There are several articles currently on the Iowa State University Extension website with resources and tips for dealing with the holidays. One of these deals with stress by cutting stress and saving money with the small steps to health and wealth. Approaching holiday season doesn't have to mean extra stress, expense, and calories. A few small changes can help keep Iowans on their track to healthier lives and financial security. Simplifying a recipe, such as making green beans with a touch of olive oil rather than green bean castor oil, can cut calories, save money, and ease a lot of stress. Certainly, if guests offer to bring something to your holiday gathering, take them up on their offer and be ready with a list of dishes they could bring, or rolls from the bakery, some type of beverage, anything that would add to your holiday celebration if you're hosting. You can also cut back on discretionary expenses or those expenses that you can control. These do add up over time. Small steps improve your health overall and your financial picture overall. First step is just taking action. Health and wealth are strongly related, and changes in one area can have positive effects in the other. Another thing to think about this time of year is communication. That can be the key to holiday sanity. And that article also is on the Iowa State University Extension website. Steps for better communication. First of all, alignment. Make sure that you are communicating and aligning yourself with what others' perspectives may be. Understanding other people's perspectives is one of the best ways to communicate effectively and reduce stress this type of year. The second step is to agree. That doesn't mean you have to always agree with the other person, but trying to find some sort of common ground is a benefit. The third step would be redirecting, moving the conversation forward, taking that common ground, and finding some place that you guys agree on and want to take the conversation forward. And the fourth step is resolve. The fourth step of resolve includes an action step where you can come to some sort of an agreement on next steps and which direction will be taken moving forward. These communications keys to helping keep your holiday sane can take place about anything, whether it's family gatherings, family travels, or just a day-to-day household function as the holidays get a little bit crazy for all of us. Again, all of this information and more can be found online at the Iowa State University Extension website, or by visiting us at the Cass County Extension office. You can stop in anytime, 805 West 10th Street on the fairgrounds in Atlantic. Give us a call, 712-243-1132, or find us anytime online. Just look up Cass County ISU Extension. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension office.